Hello, my name is Martin Cornell. This is for Chapter 8, Lesson 4, Proving Triangle Similarity by AA. Proving Triangle Similarity by AA. The essential question is, what can you conclude about two triangles when you know that two pairs of corresponding angles are congruent? So first, the angle-angle similarity theorem. So when it's an angle-angle similarity theorem, you need only two angles to prove that the two triangles are similar or congruent. So what you need to know is that all triangles do equal 180 degrees. So using the AA similarity theorem, determine whether the triangles are similar. So the way that I was able to find out that the two triangles were similar was that the given information for triangle H, G, and K was that angle H was 64 degrees and angle G was 90 because it's a right angle. And so you can add those two together, which gives you 90 plus 64, 90 plus 64, which is 154, and 154 minus 180 is 26. So angle K is 26, and then also for angle DEC, triangle CDE, is the given information is that it's a right angle, and then the angle C is angle C is 26 degrees, and so you can do the same thing. Add 90 plus 26. Which is 90 plus 26 is 116 minus 64, minus 180, because every triangle is 180, which is 64. So the missing angle E is 64 degrees. So you only need to prove, you only need two angles to prove that they are similar. So triangle DCE is congruent to triangle GH or GKH. And that's the way that I best find if the two triangles are similar using the AA similarity theorem. And then using the AA similarity theorem, show that the two triangles are similar. Triangle ABE is congruent to triangle ACE. And the given information is that angle 52 or angle B and angle C are congruent because it's given they're both angle 52. And then the angle A and angle A are congruent because of the reflexive property, because angle A shares both of the triangles. So since you only need two to prove that two triangles are similar is by two angles. So triangle ABE is congruent to triangle ACD because of the angle similarity theorem. And show that another example is show that the two triangles are similar. So triangle SVR is congruent to triangle UVT. And the given information was that side SR and side TU are parallel to each other, meaning that they are next to each other but never touch. And then if there are parallel sides, That means that there must be vertical angles. Yeah, vertical angles. So angle SUR is congruent to angle UVT. No, SVR is congruent to UVT because of vertical angles. And so because of vertical angles. And then another thing is that angle, oh, and then because of the vertical and not the vertical angle, the parallel lines, it's gonna be like a Z type of shape. So angle S is congruent to angle U because of alternate interior angles. And so yeah, to prove triangles are similar using the AA theorem is the two angles need to be congruent. And then, yeah, thank you.